Boswell Media Sports.
And once again, Leak Academy playoff basketball is on the air. You're tuned in on this Monday afternoon. And now it's the Lady Rebels' turn. They get to open up the girls' bracket play in the MAIS North 4A tournament from Greenwood on the campus of Pillow Academy. We're glad you joined us on Kix 96 on the Kix 96 mobile app or at Kix96News.com where you find the live audio stream. And all you got to do there is click the Listen Live tab over on the right-hand side of the screen for Kix 96. And you're along for the ride. Philip Palmertree back here. Glad to be back for a fifth year of helping out with the playoff drive for the Rebels and Lady Rebels as Melvin Wooten's got East Central Community College softball on his schedule today. So he is in lovely Decatur. And I'm over in the Delta and got the Rebels in front of me going through their shooting drills. And they're going to take on the Washington School Lady Generals, the four seed out of Region 1. Leak and Washington did not meet during the regular season. But Leak coming in strong, 29-2 on the season, ranked number two in the state, and winners of the district tournament last week at Winston Academy. Teams have been summoned over to their respective benches, and we're about to have the Morris Pharmacy starting lineups. We'll see if they're going to repeat the prayer and national anthem routine. I believe they will. So we're going to take just a second. We're going to step aside for a two-minute break, and then we'll have your Morris Pharmacy starting lineups. And we'll take that break now. We'll be back on the other side of the break for the starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Rebel Playoff Basketball on Kix 96.
Stay warm, but stay safe with that heater. A space heater provides temporary warmth in a limited area, but improper use of a heater poses a fire risk. Turn it off when you leave the area and never go to sleep with a space heater on. Think safety. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sport season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
If you have an insurance claim, you need someone to work quickly on your behalf. South Group Cox Agency in Carthage will do that for you. Their office is back open to the public now, and they are ready to see you, their customers. South Group Cox Agency's mission is to manage risk and build personal relationships and partnerships in an environment of trust, integrity, teamwork, and stability. Dedicated to supporting their community. South Group Cox Agency, Carthage.
Get control of your health care at your fingertips. Visit BaptistOneCare.org and sign up for MyChart to have personalized and secure online access to your health care needs. You can schedule appointments, send messages to your provider, view test results, request prescription renewals, pay your bill, and more. Sign up today. Baptist Memorial League, making your health care our number one priority.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his staff at Carthage Veterinary Clinic wish you and your animals the very best. They treat all animals, large or small, with the care you would want for a member of your family. Carthage Veterinary Clinic provide for your sick or injured animals and also offer grooming and boarding as well. Located on Highway 16, Carthage Veterinary Clinic is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7:30 until 5:30, and Wednesday and Saturday from 7:30 till noon.
Boswell Media Sports.
Time for your Morris Pharmacy starting lineups for this afternoon's quarterfinal ball game. Washington School from Greenville. They're the visitors, the four seed out of District 1. They're in road navy, white numerals all trimmed in yellow. And Washington across the front of the navy uniforms in yellow print. And Leak, the home team, in home gray, with navy numerals trimmed in red and Leak across the front. Washington's going to put one senior, two juniors, and two sophomores on the floor for the starting lineup. Lila Signa, Lenora Warrington, Maddie Jones, Sloan Lacey, and Meg Gia Kelly, the starting five for the Generals. And the famous, familiar, Fabulous Five taking the floor to start things out for the Leak Academy girls. Miriam Prince, sophomore. Sophomore Morgan Freeney. Emery Warren, also a sophomore. And then Emmy Harkins and Mabry Mayfield. Prince, Freeney, Warren, Harkins, Mayfield for Coach Amanda Hatch's Leak Academy Lady Rebels. Signa, Warrington, Jones, Lackey, and Gia Kelly for visiting Washington on the floor of the Pillow Mustangs. And earlier, the 1 o'clock game, this tournament opened up with the Leak Academy boys winning 69-43 over Pillow, and they'll advance to a 5 o'clock Friday game. False tip, Mabry Mayfield tips it over to Miriam Prince. We're ready to go. And a three lost by Emmy Harkins, and down it goes. A junction three to start things off for the Rebels. They'll put some backcourt pressure, trapping in, stealing the ball. Is Morgan Freeney. She passes up ahead to Prince. She goes left side, block, left hand lay in, too strong. Rebounded by Warrington. Her pass out ahead to a teammate led her a little too far. It goes out of bounds on the far side court. It'll be Leak basketball, leading 3-0. Harkins goes to Prince. She fires line drive three off the rim. Trying to save it inbounds is Emery Warren. She can't. She can do it. It was went off the leg of Meg Gia Kelly. It'll stay with Leak. Harkins will put it into play. Comes out high to Freeney. Passes left side. Three on the way. Missed everything, did Emmy Harkins, but running it down in the corners, Miriam Prince. Freeney around to Prince. Long two from the baseline. Too long, missed by Warren, and rebound taken down by Lackey of Washington. She'll handle it. Harkins out on her. Harkins steals. She's got a breakaway. Lay in with the right hand, and that's good. 5 points for Emmy Harkins. It's 5-0 Rebels. We're 1:05 into this ballgame. Backcourt pressure. Maddie Jones dribbles between the double team. The ball's tapped away from her, goes loose and over the end line. Last touch by Washington. Be Rebel basketball. Warren will trigger it in. 5-0 the score, 6:40 on a counting clock in the first quarter. This MAIS North 4A quarterfinal matchup. Washington and Leak. Baseline, Warren drives, goes between two defenders, leaves it short. Rebound pulled down by Jones. Here come the Generals. Cross midcourt, Lila Signa. Working on Freeney. She uses up her dribble. Comes out between the circles to Lackey. Lackey looks around right side. Brings out Gia Kelly. Gia Kelly uses a screen. Comes to the left elbow. Now keeps her dribble. Backs it up. Stops the dribble. Gets it to Signa. She'll work around right side with Emmy Harkins on him. Uses a Gia Kelly screen. But the pick and roll is not there. And then reaching in, taking the ball away is Freeney. She comes down, left-hand lay-in, blocked out of bounds by Maddie Jones. It'll stay with Leak. Good defense at both ends there. The steal, and then Jones with the rejection. Leak will inbound it, come out high to Prince, right corner to Harkins. Now she'll reverse. Ball gets away, goes off the leg of Freeney, and then walking with it was Signa, but there was no call. Signa will come up the right side. Cut off by Freeney, gets to Gia Kelly. She fakes, pumps, passes over to the left side, and Maddie Jones sinks one from 10 feet away. 5-2, first points for Washington. Generals playing a 2-3 zone on Leak. The Rebels working the offensive end. Long three, Harkins nestles it in. Another junction three, her second of the ball game. 8-2. Washington working against that pressure. Get it in. Gia Kelly on the dribble right side. She takes it right at the rack. Puts it in too strong. Harkins with a rebound. Pass ahead to Freeney. Transition. Lay in at the other end with a left hand. Good for Freeney. Timeout. Coach Yvette McPherson from Washington wants to take it with 4:55 to go. And Leak ahead 10-2. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Rebel Playoff Basketball from Boswell Media Sports.
When it comes to the health and well-being of your four-legged family members, you need to trust the combined 77 years of veterinary experience that you'll find with Dr. Ryan Anderson and Dr. Steve Green at Central Mississippi Animal Clinic. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic is a full-service animal hospital that specializes in both routine and emergency procedures such as medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, conveniently located at 900 Highway 35 South in Carthage, or find them online at cmacvets.com.
Boswell Media Sports.
Washington inbounds it, coming up the length of the floor. Leak ahead by eight, defending in the backcourt. A steal taken away by Prince. She's got an easy layup the other end, but it just rolls off. She gets the rebound, comes around, spins to her right, and can't get the putback to go. Gia Kelly snatches down the rebound for Washington. She will put it on the dribble against Freeney. Uses a screen from Cigna. Passes to late Lackey. Lackey being harassed by Prince out away from the basket. She'll launch a three well short. It'll sail over the end line out of bounds. Rebel basketball. They have an 8-point lead with 4:21 to play in the first quarter. Glad you've joined us on Kicks 96 this afternoon. Lady Rebels hoping to duplicate the feat that the boys did. Pass down in the low post. Kick out. Over to right side, Freeney's three rims out. Rebound by Warren. Her putback won't go, and Maddie Jones clears the rebound for the Generals. Gia Kelly working on Prince. She dribbles left side and has her pocket picked. Parkins with a nice trigger up ahead to Warren for the lay-in at the other end. Good transition bucket there, 12-2. And then looks like Washington stepped over the end line trying to trigger it in against the press. So it'll be leak basketball on the end line left of the basket. Harkins with a pass to Warren on a great backdoor cut, but she can't finish. Rebound Jones for Washington. 3:33 to play in the quarter. Washington trails by 10, and they just lost the ball again. Great harassing backcourt pressure there from Morgan Freeney. The Rebels have a 10-point lead, and Harkins dribbles the ball across the Mustang at center court. Passes left side to Prince, who will back up two steps and reverse it. Go down to the corner to Warren. Now Harkins, top of the key, three, misses right. Going to the floor, battling with it, Gia Kelly. Freeney takes it away from her on her knees, gets it to Mayfield. Her shot partially blocked. Gia Kelly comes out of there with it for Washington. She goes right side, bodies up on Harkins, and Harkins will get whistled for the foul, first foul of the afternoon. 3:02 to go, 12-2, leak ahead. Louise Word will check in for Washington, and Sloan Lackey will come to the bench. It'll be Washington ball on the end line. Go inside and into a crowd to Jones. She passes out of it to Gia Kelly. And over to Word. Word cut off by Prince. Her pass at the foul line. Knocked away by Warren. Coming out of there with it is Mayfield. Over to Harkins. She stands behind the arc. Puts it in the blocks. And then cutting in the lane. Nice assist from Mayfield to Warren. Four for Emery Warren. 14-2 the score. And a travel in the backcourt. Gia Kelly dragged the foot. She explains herself. Back to the bench, but it'll be Rebel basketball. Into Mayfield, out high to Prince. Freeney between the circles. Open look, right side, missed by Harkins. She gets the rebound. The reverse goes over left side. Prince, three, horseshoes out. Rebound is to Cigna. And the long pass ahead goes out of bounds. Last touch by Harkins. She and Lenore Warrington were battling for the basketball. No foul committed. It'll stay with Washington. They'll bring in another sub. Brantley Nimrod will come in for Lenore Warrington. Rebels using man pressure on the inbound play. And then a difficult shot left on the air ball. Missed by Maddie Jones. Out of bounds. But last touch by Emery Warren of Leak. Gia Kelly looking for an open teammate. Nearly a five-second call. Warren knocks the pass away, but then it's grabbed by Nimrod. Curling into the lane, Gia Kelly. Her 12-footer is short. And Warren falls down, loses the rebound. It stays with Washington. There's a block from Mayfield. Then a deflection on a pass from the corner by Harkins out of bounds. It'll stay with the Generals. 2 minutes to play first quarter. Leak already up 14-2. They have really made it tough for Washington to get good looks. Drive from the left baseline, short. A shot partially blocked. Coming out of there with it is Freeney ahead to Mayfield. Her shot's blocked by Nimrod. It's saved momentarily by Warren. Then she dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. 1:45 to go in the quarter. Rebels up by 12, and they're applying some backcourt pressure. And it's really bothered Washington in this first period. Dribbling through it is Word. She finds an open teammate, Nimrod. She gets a nice runner up off the glass and good with a second basket for Washington. 90 seconds to play in the quarter. Open three from Warren, but she took a little extra shuffle step. That will turn it over. Into the game, Laura Catherine Clare, Annie Kate Wilcox, and Grace Maxey for Leak. They'll leave Warren and Harkins on the floor. Subs coming in. Minute 26 to play, clock ticking. Washington trailing by 10. They have the basketball, get it into the front court. Gia Kelly from the left elbow shot is an air ball, and it goes off the arm of Leela Signa out of bounds. It will belong to Leek. Warren will dribble it in, and Leek will, pass it in, and Washington will set that 2-3 zone, trying to match up quickly out on the perimeter. Wilcox dribbles top of the key, goes right corner to Maxey. Her pass to the interior knocked away, but saved by Harkins. She comes out left side. Wilcox into the paint. Clare passes it out. Shot by Maxey missed, but offensive rebound of Warren. She goes to the floor, and the official will step in and call a held ball. 48 seconds to go. Possession arrow pointing in the Generals' direction as they bring in Sloan Lackey back into the game and give Signa a break. But the Rebels are not giving the Washington offense a break. Nice looping pass up ahead to Nimrod, and Warren comes in there and blocks the shot attempt over the end line. 42 seconds to go. Lackey inbounds it to Gia Kelly. Ball stolen nicely by Grace Maxey, and she's tripped up, falls down right at midcourt. She may have got a finger in the eye. They'll say it's Rebel basketball. Actually, going to stay in the game. So 38 seconds to go. Leak ahead 14-4. The officials coming over the scores table, making sure the clock set properly. No foul was called there. In fact, only one foul has been called in this first quarter. Oh, no, they do call a foul there on Louise Word. Her first, personal, team's first. Into the corner, Maxey passes out top to Harkin. She thinks about a three. Now dribbles right side, going to drive, goes between three defenders, gets hacked on the way up to the rim. Maddie Jones commits the foul, her first personal, team second. Free throws for Emmy Harkin. She has made a pair of junction threes and a two. And she spins that first one a little bit long. She'll get a second attempt. Senior buries the second one. She got 9 points in this first quarter. It's 15-4. Gia Kelly on the left-hand dribble. Maxey really guarding her closely out away from the basket. Now double team coming in, but passing out of it over to Word. She gets it out. Out front to Lackey. 4:03. Two, I think they're going to miss the opportunity to take the shot. They will. Lackey just lost track of the time, and the clock expired with the ball way out from the basket. Good first quarter for the Lady Rebels. They lead it after one, 15-4. We'll be back in 60 seconds as Leak Academy playoff basketball continues on Kicks 96.
Madison.
No, Mommy, no.
One quick call to Moore's Pharmacy will take the no out of Mommy. Their flavor machine is magic for your little ones. It turns the no into yes.
Okay, time for your medicine.
Yes, Mommy, yes. It's yummy.
Moore's Pharmacy, always keeping you and your family first priority. Go visit today in Carthage, Walnut Grove, or Sebastopol to let your sweetie choose their favorite flavor. Follow them on Facebook, Moore's Pharmacy.
The Junction can feed and fuel the whole team. We still have Mickey Ogletree approved chicken tenders, but we've added some spice to them. Now serving catfish, and the Carthage Junction has hand-padded burgers fresh off the grill. The $5 meals can help the team eat at a great price. Try our new pot pies. Smash a chicken on a stick meal or the standby two-piece tender meal for only $5. Call in your Carthage order at 601-267-5686 or visit us at JunctionDeli.com.
Boswell Media Sports.
8 minutes deep into this ball game, and right off the bat, a three from the left wing by Grace Maxey makes it 18-4. Leak out in front, and then the pass up into the front court off the fingertips of Louise Word and out of bounds. Leak basketball after the turnover. Avery Mayfield is checked back into the game. Come around right wing to Wilcox. She pumps into the lane, now reverses left side to Maxey, and her pass cross court picked off by Gia Kelly. She wants to try to score in transition, lays it too hard off the glass, but gets her own rebound. It won't go back. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Thought for a minute foul was committed, but they'll just say Maxey knocked the ball out of her hands and out of bounds. No foul committed. Signa will come into the game and replace Lackey. The opening minute of the second quarter. Out high to Signa. She had an open look for three, but then lost the basketball and had to go back and retrieve it. Pass out midcourt. Nearly lost again. Rebel pressure really bothering Washington. They try to loop it down to Signa, and the ball's tipped away, taken by Wilcox. And Signa commits the reach-in foul, her first. Freeney back into the game, replacing Laura Catherine Clear. It's Freeney, Maxey, Mayfield, Prince, and Harkins on the floor for the Lady Rebels. Working in the right corner, Prince passes out high to Freeney. Left wing, Maxey, thought about a three for a moment. Now gets it over to Prince for a three that's too long. Rebound on the offside, though. Offensive board by Mayfield. Now Maxey for a three left side. Rims out into the hands of Louise Word of Washington. Rebels had some open looks on that possession, but couldn't get the shot to go. They lead it by 14. Signa fires from three, left long, but run down along the far baseline by Maddie Jones. She passes to Word. Word shot partially blocked there. Coming away with it on the offside is Freeney. She spins it down to Mayfield, who's shot from 4 feet away. Missed, put back, missed, and then a collision as Gia Kelly and Mayfield collided there on the baseline. Foul will be on Mayfield, her first, team second. Looping pass to midcourt, taken by Maddie Jones. She'll back it out, use up her dribble. Mayfield out on her. Pass out to Signa, stolen, taken away by Freeney, and then knocked away from her over the end line by Maddie Jones. Jones will come out of the game and be replaced by freshman Mary Glenn Hooker. Excuse me, that's Word who's coming out of the game. So there was a foul called on Leak there. Yeah. Making the second foul there committed by Mayfield. And then the officials blow the whistle. See what they call here. Ball had not yet been inbounded. If there was a technical foul, there's a technical foul. Not sure if that's on the Leak bench, but Leela Signa is going to step down by herself at the free throw line. 5:55 to go in the quarter and shoot a free throw. She leaves the first one long. She'll get another one. I guess they're going to get Coach Hatch with that one, best I can tell. But I have to say, she's not far from me. I didn't hear or see what she did. Signa makes one of two. Now it will be Generals ball. 18-5 is the score. 5 minutes, 55 seconds to go before the break. Gia Kelly slaps the basketball with her left hand and gets it into Hooker. Hooker guarded closely by Freeney, out away from the basket to Gia Kelly. She uses a screen, comes around right side. Weak side help comes, and then a travel committed by Maddie Jones. She got the pass in the lane as her teammate passed out of the double team, but she wasn't quite ready for that pass. Rebel basketball up 13. Freeney was expecting Prince out high and threw it away, but it was saved nicely by Maxie. Now Prince going through defenders and laying it in with a little nice scoop shot. First two for Miriam Prince. 20-5. Gia Kelly bounces down. Quick shot up. Missed by Nimrod, but offensive rebound. Put back. Missed. And then another offensive rebound and a score from 5 feet away by Meg Gia Kelly. Junior gets her first bucket. Makes it a 13-point lead for Lee Freeney at the right wing. Dribbles out to the top. Working around the opposite side. They find Wilcox in the low post. She made a nice cut. Got the ball, and Gia Kelly came over the back to defend her. First personal on Meg Gia Kelly, team's fourth. Going to the free throw line is Allen Kate Wilcox. She makes the first of two. She gets her first point. Sub about to come in, I think going to replace Wilcox. She goes 2 for 2. Yes, indeed. Wilcox goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line, comes out, and Emmy Harkins will come back in. Backcourt pressure here into Cigna. Working against Maxie. She brings it up the right side on the dribble. Passes out opposite side to Nimrod. She puts up a quick shot that's off the mark. No good. Take it away. Rebound taken by Harkins. And then in transition, great work. The pass. The assist from Prince to Maxie for two. 24-7. The Washington crowd unhappy with the officials. 1 foot inside the free throw line. Gia Kelly's shot comes off the top of the backboard, but rebounded by Jones. Her foot back too strong. But Washington saves it inbounds into Nimrod, and she draws the foul 3 feet away from the goal. Morgan Freeney commits the foul. Randley Nimrod will shoot free throws. Timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout with 4:18 to go. The Rebels up 17, 24-7. Back in 30 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
Back to action in Greenwood. Leak leads Washington in girls quarterfinal action 24-7. Free throws coming up here for Brantley Nimrod, who scored two in the first quarter. And they're waiting for the music to get turned off. And finally gets turned off, and Nimrod is handed the basketball. She stands about a foot behind the free throw line, puts it off the window, and hits the front of the rim and comes off. Haven't seen a player stand about, she's about 8-10 inches off the behind the line. Wide stance, misses both free throws. Then there's a whistle and a reach in. Nimrod guilty of the foul. Her first, fifth foul on Washington. They're still playing 2-3 zone on the defensive end as Freeney goes out to the top to Prince. Cut to the backside by Harkins. She's cut off in the double team left side. Passes out to Maxie. Quick passing going on. Prince decides to drive. She gets through defenders. Can't make the shot, but she draws the foul going to the rim. Nimrod commits her second personal. Miriam Prince, 2 points to her credit. Rolls the first one all around against the soft drop in for one. Lenore Warrington comes in for Nimrod. 3:59 to go. 25-7. It'll be 26-7. There it is. Miriam Prince make 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Hooker brings it up on the dribble. Passes over the top of the double team, but into a crowd, and taking it away is Laura Catherine Claire, who's just checked in. Maxey, Prince, three, rims off, rebound, Claire. Now the ball's grabbed, and she gets pulled down to the floor. Held ball is the call. Possession error pointing in favor of Washington. 3:42 to go before recess. 26-7 the score. Gia Kelly passes in, but the pass a little too strong for Warrington. Goes through her hands into the Washington bench. And the Rebels will take it right there on their end. As comes out to Harkins, over to Freeney. She looks corner, comes out to the top. They work left side. Catch and shoot for Harkins. Shot no good, and Claire tries to save it inbounds. Crashes into the padding at the back, but isn't able to keep it in. Washington will have possession. Down by 19. Now they bring it up on the dribble. Right side. Pass from Hooker. Blocked by Claire, but Washington keeps it back in the hands of Hooker. She'll shoot from 10 feet away. And they'll call her for a clear with the elbow. Offensive foul will turn it over to the Rebels. 3:16 to go. Allen Kate Wilcox back into the game. Also, Emery Warren. Prince and Harkins in the backcourt. Harkins, three. Down it goes. A junction three from the left side. Third of the ball game for Emmy Harkins. 3 minutes to go. It's 29-7 Rebels. Cigna uses up her dribble. In trouble. Pass tipped away by Prince into the hands of Wilcox. She'll come up right side. Right hand lay in. Good. Allocate Wilcox for two. And Coach Yvette McPherson wants timeout for Washington Generals to talk about this as the lead is expanding for Leak. 2:44 to go, 31-7, back in 30 seconds. With Leak playoff basketball continuing on Boswell Media Sports.
Police are appealing for the public's help to solve a terrifying crime.
Four people are suspected of trying to break into a home.
We have a suspected burglar casing a home in a nice residential neighborhood.
Philadelphia Gun and Pawn knows that you're aware of the circumstances Central Mississippians often find themselves facing on a daily basis, and that's protecting what's most precious to you. There's a saying.
Boswell Media Sports.
When we get to halftime, stay with us for the Baptist Medical League halftime report. That's about 2 minutes and 40 seconds of game time away. Washington will bring it up. Gia Kelly uses up her dribble. Far away from the basket. Now double team. Freeney steals it from her, and then Gia Kelly commits the blocking foul. That'll be the third. Excuse me, second on Gia Kelly. And Harkins will inbound it near court, side court. And that will be the 18th foul. So it's going to be shooting free throw time, bonus time for the Rebels. Freeney, who's got 2 points, puts up the front end of a 1-1, gets it to go. Makes it 32-7, and the bonus coming up right now. She fires it, gets them both. 4 points for Freeney. 33-7. Stifling defense from Leak. Pressuring out away. Pass Cigna went off a teammate, but back into her hands, and then the ball over to Hooker, and she walks as the double team closed in on her out away from the bucket. Leak just with vice grip clamps down on Washington when they cross midcourt. Prince will shoot a long three, and down it goes. Junction three, first of the afternoon for Miriam Prince. 36-7. Cigna uses up her dribble in the front court. Comes out to Julia Walker, who's checked in. And then Prince tried to save it inbounds. Freeney was cutting toward the middle of the floor. The last touch by Leak. Cigna will inbound it for Washington with under two to go. Into the front court comes Hooker. She's double-teamed. Passes out of it to Walker. Out high to Cigna. They come left side. Quick shot. 14-footer no good by Warrington. Rebound to Leak. Into the right corner. Open look. Prince. Jackson three is good. She's heated up in this second quarter. She's got 10 now. The ball stolen by Harkins, and then she's fouled hard trying to pass it up the floor. Julia Walker commits personal foul number one. A minute 25 to go. It's 39-7 Leak. They'll walk down to the other end of the floor, and the ladies in gray will shoot free throws. It'll be Emmy Harkins stepping to the line. She's one out of two. That was a ninth team foul on the Generals. Cigna comes out of the game, and I believe that's Nimrod back, no, excuse me, Lackey back into the game. Fires the first one up and good, does Harkins. Bonus earned. 13 points for Emmy Harkins in the first half. She'll get 14 if she gets the back end of this 1+1. She's got it. 14 for her. Minute 25 to play. 41-7 is the score. Washington gets it across midcourt. Jones out high, guarded by Prince. Her pass intercepted by Freeney. She's going to take it in, lay it in, and get to the line for the end one. The foul committed by Walker. Leak just playing jazz music right now in this first half and improvising, getting what they want. Freeney gets the hoop in the arm. 7 points for her, a minute 10 to play. Washington down 37 points at the break. Pass knocked away but retrieved by Lackey. Now runner from out of the free throw line missed. And a rebound grabbed by Harkins, and then a reach-in foul committed. I believe they're going to get Jones with the foul. Or they're going to call it on Hooker. Well, let's see. I already got Hooker with one. Oh, there we go. It was Louise Word committing her second. Harkins will shoot two here. She rims the first one off. Harkins has second free throw coming. Allie Grace Perry in the ballgame as the second free throw goes down. And McKinley Allen into the ballgame. Final 57 seconds of the first half. 45-7 the score. It's a blowout any way you cut it. Whether football or basketball. Pass up at the top of the key. Steal. Lay in at the other end. Good by Morgan Freeney. Points off turnovers, the big advantage that Leak has had in this first quarter. Generals swinging around, long three, too deep, long rebound, comes out toward the Rebel bench. Coach Amanda Hatch has to step aside, and the officials say it was last touched by Washington with 27 seconds to play. In the half, McKinley Allen dribbles it up middle of the floor, comes to Freeney. Freeney harassed by Word. In the left corner, three passed up by Allen. Goes up high, open look. Freeney, too long. Rebound, Warren can't control it. Hooker comes out with it for Washington with under 7 seconds. She'll try a very long three. Rebound comes off high, offensive board. Put back, good. I think that was Jones with the two. I'm going to credit her with the two, but the buzzer sounds, and it's been a dominating performance for the Lady Rebels after one half. They lead Washington 47-9 in this quarterfinal game in the MAIS North 4A tournament. We'll come back in 2 minutes with our Baptist Medical League halftime report and tell you a little bit about the boys' game and take a look at the brackets and the scoring from the first half. Back in 2 minutes on Boswell Media Sports.
T&K Farms Woodmizer is Mississippi's Woodmizer sawmill equipment dealership. T&K Farms Woodmizer sells the complete Woodmizer equipment line from small personal sawmills to the industrial equipment lineup. T&K Farms stocks parts and has experienced factory-trained service technicians with both in-shop and mobile service available. Bring your blades in and they will sharpen them. See T&K Farms Woodmizer to start your sawmill business today. Credit cards are accepted for all services. Like them on Facebook. T&K Farms Woodmizer, just off Highway 25 at 1128 Liberty Road, Louisville, 662-803-4332.
Stay warm, but stay safe with that heater. A space heater provides temporary warmth in a limited area, but improper use of a heater poses a fire risk. Turn it off when you leave the area and never go to sleep with a space heater on. Think safety. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
If you have an insurance claim, you need someone to work quickly on your behalf. South Group Cox Agency in Carthage will do that for you. Their office is back open to the public now, and they are ready to see you, their customers. South Group Cox Agency's mission is to manage risk and build personal relationships and partnerships in an environment of trust, integrity, teamwork, and stability. Dedicated to supporting their community, South Group Cox Agency, Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
Well, the song's playing over the loudspeaker here at Pillow Academy to have Ain't Nothing But a Good Time. That's what it's been for the Leak Academy Lady Rebels in the first half. Been nothing but a good time as they lead 47-9 in this opening round game, first game in the girls' bracket. We'll take a quick look at the girls' bracket. The winner of this ball game, Leak, well on their way to doing that. They'll face the East Rankin Magnolia Heights winner Friday at 3 if they hold on and win. Magnolia Heights and East Rankin will open play tomorrow here at 1 o'clock. All the games at 1, 3, 5, and 7. The other half of the girls' bracket will have a 7 o'clock game tonight between the host team Pillow, ranked number 1 in the state, against Starkville Academy. And then tomorrow at 5, Bio and Lamar will face off the other side of the bracket for the girls. Boys play, we mentioned to you that Leak Academy had a resounding win in the opening round over the Pillow Mustangs, 69-43, 21 from Clay Kemp, 19 from Whit Welch, 13 from Hagan Davis, as Leak had a 6-point halftime lead, but then stretched it out to 16 at the end of the third quarter and then to 26 in the end. Of course, we're here in Greenwood with some protocols in place for this tournament. Each school for each game is allowed 125 ticket vouchers to be distributed. They're not selling general admission tickets, so they want to keep the crowd for each ball game under 250, plus personnel like myself and the game staff from Pillow here. A lot of Leak folks here. They've had a lot to cheer about in the first half. They're on the opposite side of Leak, the home team in this ball game, and I'm over here by the Washington folks, and they've got about half the number of folks that Leak has here. So do remember, when the Rebels and Lady Rebels swing back in action again on Friday, it's not going to be the kind of thing you can just hop in your car and come over here and attend. You're going to have to have either a valid MAIS season pass, or you're going to have one of the ticket vouchers distributed through the school and the players to get in for the semifinals Friday or finals Saturday as needed. Looking at the first half of this girls' ball game for Washington, they had trouble getting shots, and they had to take quick shots. The defense Leak just stifling. It looked at times like they had 6 players out there, just good defensive hustle, good hands, a lot of steals, a lot of points off turnovers. Leading scorer in the first half was Maddie Jones, a sophomore for Washington, with 4. and Nimrod and Gia Kelly with two and Signal with one. They were one out of four at the free throw line in the first half. One of the Generals for their 9 points. The 47 points for Leak. Two players in double figures in the half, led by senior Emmy Harkins. She knocked down three junction threes in the half, made a two, and then went four out of six at the line for 15 points. Miriam Prince scored 10 points, all of hers in the second quarter off a pair of junction threes, a two, and she was a perfect two for two at the line. Morgan Freeney right behind with nine, just shy of double figures. She made three twos and was a perfect three for three at the charity stripe. 5 points for Grace Maxey off the bench off a three and a two. Emery Warren had a couple of field goals in the second, or excuse me, in the first quarter for 4 points. And then off the bench, Alan K. Wilcox had 4 points. She made a two and went two for two at the free throw line. Mabry Mayfield, Allie Grace Perry, McKinley Allen, Laura Catherine Clare all played in the first half but did not get in the scoring column. So after one half, Emmy Harkins with 15, Prince with 10, Freeney with 9, Maxey with 5, Warren and Wilcox with 4 apiece for Leak, hoping to stretch this 47-9 lead out into the second quarter. Rebels did not spend much time in the locker room. They're already out and doing some shooting drills. Washington has not come out yet. We're about 90 seconds from the start of the second half, so we're going to step aside and give you one more break here as we wrap up the Baptist Medical Leak halftime report back in 30 seconds. And we'll start the third quarter. You're listening to Leak Academy Lady Rebel Playoff Basketball from Boswell Media Sports.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his staff at Carthage Veterinary Clinic wish you and your animals the very best. They treat all animals, large or small, with the care you would want for a member of your family. Carthage Veterinary Clinic provide for your sick or injured animals and also offer grooming and boarding as well. Located on Highway 16, Carthage Veterinary Clinic is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7:30 until 5:30, and Wednesday and Saturday from 7:30 till noon.
Boswell Media Sports.
We're about to see 8 minutes appear on the clock for the start of the third quarter. Leak Academy Lady Rebels have a comfortable 38-point lead at the intermission, 47-9. They led it 15-4. Really heated up from the field in the second quarter, spurred by Miriam Prince, who had 10 points all in the second quarter. Start the half. It should be Leak basketball. They'll have out on the floor Maxey, Wilcox, Allen, Perry, and let's see who the fifth one is hiding around there. Well, somebody whose hair is hiding my view. Oh, that's Laura Catherine Clare. Those would be the five on the floor. Bench players starting off the half. Washington will stay in that 2-3 zone. They've tried to match up out of into the middle of the zone. Clare. Out to Maxey, right wing, gets it back, free throw line jumper for Clare, misses to the right. Wilcox battles for the rebound, but she knocks it over the end line in the corner. It'll be a team rebound for the Generals. Gia Kelly gets it across the timeline into the front court. She works left elbow, passes into the corner to Warrington. Loops it back, steps inside the line, leaves the shot short. Wilcox has to go down hard for the rebound, starts swinging her arms around as Warrington tried to take it away from her. Held ball, it'll belong to Washington. Clock running with a 38-point lead. Not stopping off the inbound play. Lackey triggers it in, and a block. Perry blocks the three-pointer from Cigna. Foul committed by Washington. It'll be Leak's ball. Missed who the foul was on. There it comes up. Gia Kelly commits her third personal. So here's McKinley Allen on the dribble into the middle of the zone. Kick out right. Maxey comes around with a left-hand dribble. Uses a screen at the left elbow. Goes into the corner to Allen. Her entry pass down to Wilcox. Knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Maddie Jones of Washington. Allen will inbound it, left of the basket on the end line. Comes out far to the right wing. Maxey goes up, draws contact, will get a trip to the free throw line. That one was close to being a fair defensive play there. Maddie Jones commits her second personal, team second. Maxie leaves the first free throw long. She's got another chance at it here. 5 points so far off the bench. She rolls the second one around. And Maddie Jones is there to get the rebound into Cigna's hands, into the front court. Out between the rings to Gia Kelly. She dribbles left hand, angles left, uses her for dribble, goes to Cigna in the lane. She puts up a high floater, no good. Then the ball, last touched by Gia Kelly. No, they say not touched by Gia Kelly, maybe touched by Laura Catherine Clare. It'll be Generals basketball. Nice look off the inbound shot, left short by Warrington and rebounded by Clare. She dribbles into the front court, gives it to Allen. Out between the circles to Maxie in the middle of the zone. Kick out right, quick pass down into the low post. Knocked out of the hands of Wilcox by Jones, but it'll stay with Leak. 5:05 to play in the half. We're still at 47-9 on a running clock. Inbound pass knocked away by Jones, and Gia Kelly will get the steal. Washington comes up, gives it to Lackey, working around on Perry. Into the right corner, Cigna leveled off by Allen. Her pass into the paint, knocked away. Foul committed by Wilcox, her first. First on Wilcox, inbound, three, right corner, misses everything. The Cigna and the rebound run down on the right side by Maxie, and then she's fouled coming up the right sidelines. That will be Lenore Warrington's first, team's third. Rebel basketball. Neither team has scored. 4:10. In a running clock situation with the Rebels up by 38. Cross-court pass knocked away by Gia Kelly. She's got a chance for a lay-in at the other end. But Allie Grace Perry reaches in, commits the foul, doesn't let her get the breakaway. Gia Kelly, who's got 2 points in this contest, stepped to the line as the clock continues to run. Launches the first one off the left side. No good. Gia Kelly really hustles out there. She has been all over the floor. Just hasn't translated into points. She misses both. Wilcox clears the rebound for Leak. Up to Maxie, up the right sideline. Looking for Claire down low, but the ball's tipped away out of bounds. Maddie Jones of Washington last touched it. So McKinley Allen will trigger it in right at the bucket. 47-9, score remains. Pass will come out between the circles to Perry. She goes round the arc. Wilcox, who dribbles right, comes back left to Allen. Now left elbow Claire out to Maxie. Now Allen behind the three-point line. Foul line shot missed by Claire. The rebound pinballs over to Gia Kelly for Washington. Neither team has scored yet in this third quarter, and there's 2:42 on a running clock situation. Shot missed from 12 feet away by Warrington. The battle underneath. Cigna had thought she had it for a moment. It's a held ball. It'll be league basketball. McKinley Allen on the dribble looks at the 2-3 zone. Steps right, uses up her dribble, comes right side to Maxie. She looks inside, now comes left-hand dribble, top of the key. To Perry, shot, or pass looped down, now kick out, left side, Allen's three off the mark, but run down at the free throw line by Claire, so it'll stay with the Rebels. 2 minutes to play in the quarter. And Wilcox into a sea of hands and should have gotten a foul call, but the ball was ripped away from her by Warrington, and there'll be a timeout. Let's see. They're just going to allow a shift change to take place. Natalie Vaughn into the game. Parks Chandler. Also Lainey Turner. And I think I got everybody. Oh, and also Katie Jones in the game. Runner along the baseline from 8 feet out. Good by Cigna. Her first two of the night. Pass to the interior knocked out, but saved by Turner. Now Jones. Out on the baseline, 12-footer good by Parks Chandler. She answers at the other end. A minute 14 to play, 49-11. Still a 38-point advantage. Gia Kelly passes left wing, gets it back, trying to back in the low post, loses the ball. Steal coming out of the air is Turner. Turner wants to take it all the way, and she lays it in off the window and good. Got a big smile on her face coming down the floor. She was patient but deliberate on that dribble and laid it in perfectly. 51-11, 48 seconds to play. Sigma, left wing, three, got it. First made three of the ball game for the Generals. Gia Kelly is going to come out for a rest, and Lane Walker. Let's see who came in for Louise Word into the game. That was a left wing three, left short by Vaughn. Rebound to Word. Word uses up her dribble, top of the key. Passes back to Lackey. She'll drive down the lane right side. Shot left short. Rebound claimed by Vaughn. Rebels out of there with it. Under 10 to play in the quarter. Maxie looking on the inside. Open three at the buzzer. Turner leaves a little long. Run down on the baseline by Chandler. And a shot at the buzzer missed by Vaughn from three-point land. 51-14 our score after a running clock third quarter. So Washington outscores League 5-4 in that quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the fourth quarter as Lady Rebel playoff basketball continues on Kix 96.
When it comes to the health and well-being of your four-legged family members, you need to trust the combined 77 years of veterinary experience that you'll find with Dr. Ryan Anderson and Dr. Steve Green at Central Mississippi Animal Clinic. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic is a full-service animal hospital that specializes in both routine and emergency procedures such as medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, conveniently located at 900 Highway 35 South in Carthage, or find them online at cmacvets.com.
Close your eyes. Think of the best Mexican meal you ever had. You're thinking of, no doubt, Los Rodeos in Philadelphia. Well, here's the big news. The nice folks at Los Rodeos are open at a new location. It's El Rodeo. That's right, same great food, staff, and atmosphere in their new location. El Rodeo, now at Highway 16 in Choctaw. It's time to let all your friends know. The absolute best Mexican food now has a new location. El Rodeo, Highway 16 in Choctaw.
Boswell Media Sports.
Back to the start of the fourth quarter. Louise Word scored a quick two off the inbound. But answering at the other end with another two is Parks Chandler from 8 feet away. 53-16 in the final 7 minutes and change of this quarterfinal game. 53-16, leak in front. Sigma out of the right corner. Trying to pass it down to Jones, and the ball's batted around, out of bounds, last touch by Washington. Ellie Hitt and Landry Lyles will come into the game. They see their first action, both of them sophomores. They'll come in for Sigma and Jones. And Leek will bring it up. Maxie, who's had a lot of minutes this afternoon, passes to Vaughn. Her three, open from the right side. Down it goes, junction three for Natalie Vaughn, her first points of the ball game. 56-16. Lyles on the dribble, uses a screen from Word. Comes left side to Hitt. Pass it out. Out to the logo. Now driving into the lane is Shelley. Her shot, Lauren Shelley, her shot blocked. Gets it back, but steps on the baseline, trying to pass it back out for a kick out to an open teammate. Rebel basketball, then walk it up the floor. Into the front court comes Maxie, left side Vaughn. She made it from three there earlier, passes it off to Chandler this time. Now reverse pass right side, Maxie takes it, drives up of the baseline and lays it in. Nice, nice touch for Grace Maxie. She's got 7 points this afternoon, 58-16, 5:45 on the running clock. Lyles, free throw line jumper. Well, short, tap back in, bounds Chandler to Turner. They've got Vaughn up the left side, and she'll get the easy lay-in for two, 5 points for Natalie Vaughn. Sophomore gets her second field goal of the game and makes it 60-16, 44-point advantage. Skip pass nearly intercepted by Turner. She knocks it out of bounds off her fingertips. McKinley Peoples checks into the game for Grace Maxey. Louise Word handling the ball, comes top of the key, uses her dribble, goes left side to hit. It has to chase it down as it was nearly stolen. Into the paint. Lyles fall away jumper from 6 feet away, no good. Rebounded offside, put back, missed by Walker. Lane Walker, that is. And again, nice drive up the right side, and then the pass to the open Vaughn, cutting to the basket for her 7 point. Nice assist and finish. 62-16, Word in a double team. And then Peoples reaches in, takes the ball away, does not commit the foul, gets the held ball, and that will turn it over to Leak. So the subs making a lot of action happen out here. Activity and accomplishment. More subs about to come into the game as Jones works it over to Peoples' right side. Now Parks bounces down in the low post to Jones. She can't handle the pass and loses it over the end line. It'll be Washington basketball. Kaylee Wooten comes into the game, as does Maggie Stevens and Ramsey Beth Johnston. Laney Turner and Peoples stay out there. They're showing kind of a 1-2-2 look here. No, really just a 2-3 zone. Word open, foul line, jumper long, not there. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Wooten. Up ahead, left-hand dribble, Turner. She crosses over, ball slapped away from her, but she recovers it. Comes top of the key, finds open look, shot in and good from Ramsey Beth Johnston. Two for Johnston, 3:21 to play, 64-16. Rebels running away with it. Out from the basket, hit. Long three, off the heel, no good. Long rebound out into the hands of Shelley. And there's a whistle. I believe Leak reached in. See who the foul's on. That will be on Turner, her first. Team's third. Clock continuing to run under 3 minutes. Long three, Shelley leaves it short. Long rebound, nearly gets it, but then Turner takes it away from Shelley. She's coming up the left side, gets fouled, doesn't get the finish, but she'll get to shoot free throws. Foul on Landry Lyles, her first. Laney Turner with 2 points. Makes it three now off the made free throw. Got nothing but net on that first one. It's the second one rolling around off a nice rebound there by Maggie Stevens. She comes out baseline, passes out high to Peoples. Three, left short. Shelley chases down the rebound for the Generals with 2:07 to play. On the baseline, hit, backs it out. Uses a screen, comes out high to Lyles, and she loses the basketball and player scrambling for it. Hit comes out of there with it. She'll stop at the left wing. Bounce it down low to Lane Walker, whose turnaround shot is no good, but foul will be called on Leak. Maggie Stevens commits her first personal. Team's fourth. And Lane Walker will seek her first points of the afternoon. She leaves it well short. Awkward motion there. Kind of lofted it more than she intended to. Minute 21 and ticking away. 65-16 the score. She moves her left foot back, misses the second one. Turner runs down the rebound for Leak. She comes into the front court, lets the traffic pass. We'll back it out. Peoples over right side to Wooten. Gets it back. Turner uses up the dribble, then nearly throws it away. Ball slapped out of bounds by Louise Word of Washington. We're under a minute to play, and the Leak Lady Rebels are about to make an appointment for the semifinals on Friday. Turner dribbling on the right side, working against Word. She comes underneath, gets it to Wooten, who kicks it out. Peoples, three, rolls off the right side of the rim, but rebound Stevens on the baseline. Gets it out to Peoples, and she dragged her foot, chasing down the pass. Under 30 seconds to go. We're about to wrap this one up. Washington throws it away into the left corner as Lyles and Hitt couldn't communicate on that one. Under 13, Peoples comes in. Wooten for three misses. Excuse me, Johnston misses from three. Ball saved inbounds by Washington. 3 seconds, two. Shelley launches at the buzzer, and it's short and no good. Final score in the books after a quick second half. 65-16. Leak with a runaway win, dominating from the opening tip and eliminating Washington, ending their season, improving to 30-2 on the season are the Lady Rebels. And they've got an appointment set now for Friday, as do the Leak Academy boys. The girls will play 3 o'clock on Friday against the Magnolia Heights East Rankin winner. That game will be played in the Lid Lifter tomorrow, 1 o'clock right here from Greenwood. Coming up is Starkville and Washington in boys action. And then there'll be a girls game to wrap things up tonight. Homestanding Pillow playing the Starkville girls. But 65-16 the final, a 49-point victory for the Rebels. We'll take a 60-second break, and then we'll come back and wrap it up with your post-game show. And the post-game show, I need to tell you who it's brought to you by. And since I'm not used to doing this, here we go, Central Electric Power Association post-game report coming up back in 60 seconds on Basel Media Sports.
Okay, sweetie, time to take your medicine.
No, Mommy, no.
One quick call to Moore's Pharmacy will take the no out of Mommy. Their flavor machine is magic for your little ones. It turns the no into yes.
Okay, time for your medicine.
Yes, Mommy, yes, it's yummy.
Moore's Pharmacy, always keeping you and your family first priority. Go visit today in Carthage, Walnut Grove, or Sebastopol to let your sweetie choose their favorite flavor. Follow them on Facebook, Moore's Pharmacy.
The Junction can feed and fuel the whole team. We still have Mickey Ogletree approved chicken tenders, but we've added some spice to them. Now serving catfish, and the Carthage Junction has hand-padded burgers fresh off the grill. The $5 meals can help the team eat at a great price. Try our new pot pies. Smash a chicken on a stick meal or the standby two-piece tender meal for only $5. Call in your Carthage order at 601-267-5686 or visit us at JunctionDeli.com.
Boswell Media Sports.
The Central Electric Power Association postgame report starts now. After we've had two successful ball games for the Leak Academy boys and girls in the quarterfinal round of the MAIS North 4A tournament in Greenwood, the boys won in the opening session over Pillow 69-43. Strong second half, took a 6-point lead out to a 20-point lead. A 26-point win for the boys. The boys will play at 3 o'clock on Friday against the winner of tomorrow's Magnolia Heights. They'll play at 5 o'clock on Friday. So boys, 5 o'clock on Friday against the Magnolia Heights Lamar winner. That game is at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And then the girls, the game is just wrapped up here. No trouble with Washington, winning 65-16. And the Lady Rebels have an appointment at Friday, 3 o'clock, right here against the winner of tomorrow's Magnolia Heights East Rankin victor. So games on Friday, 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock for your Rebels. And we'll bring them to you, Basel Media Sports. It will probably be Melvin, but if Melvin can't do it, I'll be glad to put on the headset again and tell you the story of it. Let's talk for just a minute about this league ball game, and we'll also name our in-sports player of the game as we wrap things up after this second session of the opening day of the tournament. The Rebels jumped out to a 15-4 first quarter lead and then really got the engines revving offensively in the second quarter, scoring 32 points and giving up just 5 to take a 47-9 halftime lead. Second half was all running clock, so it was over quickly, not a lot of scoring. And Washington bows out 65-16, Leak with the big victory. Two players in double figures, both of them all earned in the first half. Emmy Harkins came out on fire. She got 15 points all in the first half, did not play in the second half. Harkins had three junction threes along with a made two, and then she was four out of six at the free throw line for 15. Miriam Prince had 10 points, held scoreless in the first quarter, but then she came uncorked in the second quarter offensively and got 10 off a two junction threes and two for two at the free throw line, and that made it 10 points for her. Morgan Freeney with nine. She had a lot of steals, created a lot of turnovers and havoc for the Generals in their half-court set. She makes three shots from the field and then added three for three, perfect at the free throw line for nine, all in the first half. Emery Warren had four off two made shots. Grace Maxey had a nice game, played in both halves, scored seven off a junction three, two twos, and she was 0 for 2 at the free throw line. 7 points off the bench for Natalie Vaughn, all in the fourth quarter. She made a junction three and a pair of made twos for 7 points. Four off the bench for Parks Chandler off a couple of made field goals. Allen Kate Wilcox scored four in the first half off a two and two for two at the line. Two for Ramsey Beth Johnston. And that's it for the scoring. No, Laney, excuse me, I forgot Laney Turner. She had three off a made two and one out of two at the free throw line. So the wrap up the scoring, Harkins with 15, Miriam Prince with 10, 9 for Morgan Freeney, 7 for Vaughn, 7 for Maxey, 4 for Chandler, 4 for Wilcox, 2 for Johnston, and 3 for Turner, and 4 for Warren for the victorious Lady Rebels of Leak. Washington was led in scoring by their point guard, Leela Signa, who had 6 points, 5 of them in the second half. But it's on to action after a couple of days rest. Friday is your next activity for Leak Academy basketball. Keep that in mind. We'll name our in-sports player of the game. I knew that didn't come out right. And here in this women's ball game, it's again tough to say who got it, but I'm going to give it to Morgan Freeney as your in-sports player of the game. She scores 9 points, but what she did on defensive end, getting steal after steal in this ball game, allowed the Leak girls to get control of this ball game earlier and get the stranglehold by halftime. And so Morgan Freeney is today's in-sports player of the game. Congratulations to her. You made three-point shots, as always, brought to you by The Junction. And that's going to wrap up our Central Electric Power Association post-game report. We appreciate you joining us this afternoon for the girls and the boys games on Kix 96. It's a production of Boswell Media Sports. Melissa Townsend is our producer. And for our director, Breck Riley, for our studio engineer, Donald, for Lisa and Laura and BMO and all the great folks at Boswell Media, for Melvin, who helped pass along a lot of good information on to me so I could bring you this game this afternoon. He'll be back in the chair when he doesn't have a schedule conflict with East Central. But for all of them, I'm Philip Palmertree saying thank you and wishing you a goodbye. And we'll see you again on Friday for more Leak Academy playoff action. You just need to watch Kix96News.com to be sure if it's going to be on Kix 96, which it will be if there's East Central baseball on Friday. If it's bad weather, which it looks like it may be, I know there's freezing rain coming. So in that situation, we'd probably be on Cruising 98, and Melvin would be sitting here where I'm sitting in Greenwood bringing you the ball game. So just stay tuned on Twitter and on Kix96News.com, and you will know where and when to find Rebel basketball. But thanks for being a part of today. I'm Philip Palmertree wishing you a good afternoon and grace and peace.